Welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so excited this morning because I'm still sharing concerning an understanding. And yesterday we spoke about the fact that Christ has brought us an understanding. He came, God came in the form of a man, and his name was Jesus. You see, and he died on the cross, went to the graves, came out of the graves, and brought new creations. He made us new creations and gave us his life. And apart from giving us his life, he gave us a mindset, an understanding. We have the mind of Christ. That's so lovely. I mean, just imagine you walking around thinking that you have the mind of Christ every single day. He has brought us a mindset, a way of thinking, a way of reasoning. It's called dianoia, a line of imagination. Hallelujah. So instead of looking at the world in a different way, looking at yourself in a different way, in a certain way, there's a way God wants you to see yourself. There's a mindset that he has brought. And yesterday I spoke about the fact that he has put us in him. We are in him, that is true. We are in him. We are not aliens. We are in him. We are hidden in him, and nothing can touch us. Nothing can touch us. If someone says, you know, I'm going to take your picture, I'm going to do something to you, when the person takes a picture to that fetish priest or that juju man, I'm telling you, when he calls your name, it's Christ that will show up. Hallelujah. That is what we are. We have become one with him. He is in us, and we are in him. Hallelujah. Today, I want to share another side of it, another mindset, another one of the mindsets that Christ has given to us. It's an understanding that we have, that he has brought, which we have. Hallelujah. I must read today in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 20. He says, "And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain." Then he says, "Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours." Then he says, "Whether Paul or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours." He says, "All are yours, for all things are yours." Then he goes on to say, "And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's." I'm Christ's. Hallelujah. I belong to Christ. He says, "Whether Paul, Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life." So the world belongs to you. Life belongs to you. Death belongs to you. Things present belongs to you. And things to come belongs to you. All things are yours. The future is yours. That's what he's trying to let you know. The future is yours. So look at the future with a certain sense of optimism. Don't be a pessimistic person. Don't look into the future with a mindset of failure, with a mindset of being destroyed. Look at the future with a mindset of glory and increase. Because that's what God has brought into your life. This is your life. This is your lifestyle. You see, this is the life that God has brought. A life of upward and forward movements only. Oh, hallelujah. You see, it's a mindset. The future belongs to you. It's a mindset. Have that mindset. Have that line of thought that the future belongs to me. You see, good things don't just happen. It's clearly written in the scriptures. Good things don't just happen. You must cause good to happen. Because the future belongs to you, God has planted the future into your hand. And you can determine how the future should go. If you read in the book of Luke, chapter 6, you see, I'm reading from verse 43. Jesus is the one talking. He says, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs." In other words, oranges do not bear watermelon fruits. An orange tree will never bear watermelon fruits. It doesn't happen. So Jesus said, "For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes." Then verse 45 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good." A good man, this is so remarkable. The day I saw this, I couldn't believe it. It was so amazing for me. Thank God I believed it. Thank God he gave me a heart to believe it. And I pray God gives you a heart to believe it too. Hallelujah. It says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." You see, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. He brings forth good things. In other words, if you are going to experience good in your life, you have to bring it forth. You have to bring it forth. The future is for you. If you want to see goodness in the future, speak goodness. It says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Our heart has received a new heart, the heart of God himself. The heart of goodness has been given to us. And out of that heart, out of the abundance of that heart, our mouths ought to speak into the future. And speak goodness, and speak glory, and speak beauty, and speak faith, and speak love, and speak power, and speak glory. Not death. So if you don't want to see death, he says death is yours. If you don't want to see death, take death away from your future. He says the future is yours, whether it is life or death or the world. Even the world belongs to you. So speak good things into the world. Speak good things into your children's lives. Speak good things into your own life. Speak good things into the life of your friends. Say to yourself, "Abundance is mine." You see, it's the mindset that Christ has brought. The fact that the future is ours. our future does not belong to, it's not in someone else's hands, it's in our own hands, and we can create our future. We can make a difference by what we say right now. So speak into your future today. Speak good things. What good do you want? God has brought, it's called good news. Good news to the poor is not more poverty. Good news to the poor is riches. Good news to the sick is health. Good news to the failure is success. You see, it's good news, called good news. That's what the Bible calls the word that we share. It's called good news. And that's the mindset that Christ has brought. The fact that the future is yours. Create your future today. Make good things happen in your future. If tomorrow is going to be good, it's dependent on what you're saying today. It's the mindset that Christ has brought. Hallelujah. I love you very much. Until then, keep speaking good things into your life. God bless you. Bye-bye.